So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Krista. I am one of the elders here with my husband, Cliff. And yeah, I'm preaching this morning. So yay. It's been a little while, but I'm excited. So I'll just start with prayer too. So God, I thank you that you are inviting us always to move deeper with you. And I pray that you would open our ears and our hearts and our spirits and our minds and our souls to receive you, and to hear your invitation for us. And I pray you give us the courage and boldness to respond. Amen. So we've been doing a church series. It's called Sermon Series. It's called Belong, Serve, and Give, What It Means to Be Part of the Church. There's many characteristics and values that are involved in being part of a church, but these three, the idea of where we belong, where we can serve, where we can give back, when they come together, they show commitment, involvement, intention. And here at the Vineyard, we count those three as membership. But even aside from church membership, all three of those things say a lot about what it means to be a follower of Christ, how we live out our faith, how we connect, find places of belonging, how we serve, how we give of ourselves. So we've kind of been working through all three of those, and today I'm talking about giving, the last one. So we're looking at giving today, our finances, our income, our possessions. And this is a big topic. When we talk about money, it deals with so many elements of our life. It deals with our housing, our clothing, our technology, recreation, transportation, our design and decoration, entertainment, food, consumption, our income, our charity, our choices. We hardly go a day without interacting with money. But how often do we talk about our money choices with our friends? How often do we share about how much we earn with our friends? How often do we talk about our purchasing choices, our credit cards, the ethical implications of our purchases, our investments? How much do we talk about the money that we give away? Just a week and a half ago, Forbes magazine had an article, March 27th, 21st, and I'm just going to read it. It's all American statistics, but I think Canadian would be close, and it gives us a little introduction into this topic. So I'll just read the whole article. This is part of it, and then I have more here. The statistics concerning our personal use of money are not good. Nearly 70% of Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. 28% have no savings at all. 63% of us do not have enough money to cover a $500 emergency. The average U.S. household owes $16,000 in credit card debt. The average U.S. household debt is 136% of household income. 10% of Americans' disposable income is spent on debt service payments, and less than a third of Americans use a budget. And the article goes on to say that money remains one of the least discussed topics of conversation in our society. We have been conditioned, it seems, from a young age to not talk about it. We fear looking foolish in our personal decision-making. We worry about stirring up envy or comparison among our friends and family. Or we are concerned about how we will be perceived. So it seems easier just to not talk about it, or just go at it alone, hoping that our judgment will serve us well. However, based on the numbers above, it is not. Our silence is ruining us. It is clear that not having the conversation is negatively affecting us as persons, as families, and as a society. Personal finance is a conversation we need to be having with our closest and trusted friends. We have so much to learn from one another in all aspects of life, finances included. So let's talk about it. When we look around this room, in this one space, we are very economically diverse. In the same room, we have people on far extremes of the economic spectrum. Poverty, middle class, wealth. In this room, we have people who struggle to find a bed or a roof at night, and we have people who have multiple homes. We have people who have empty closets and people who have closets that are over capacity. And so it's so beautiful in some way that in God we find belonging together. Because you don't find that in society. Society, you stick with the group that you're most comfortable with. But here in this space, we belong. No matter where we are economically, we belong together. There's room for us all. And this diversity that we have in our wealth, though it's so beautiful in the kingdom, it also makes any kind of conversation about money very tricky.